And that cue there is people, the people all over the world who are joining us. And in just a moment, Ambassador Dr. Hagen, I want you, if you would, give us a station identification. We want to thank people for coming from Africa and Asia, India, all over the world. It's just wonderful being able to fellowship with you. I realize that some of you don't have a church in your area, and I want to just say that we are happy to just say a word to you of encouragement and know that you can make it through the storm. You can make it through the rain. Sometime this week, perhaps not today, I plan to maybe bring one or two messages that will encourage you. It's been difficult for me to do so because I've been trying to be there and be here with my mother, who was at the point of death, but God turned it around. And I stick by what I said some time ago, that the enemy is trying his best to take the seniors out of here because they know too many of his secrets, and they are here to encourage people and keep them from making the same mistakes that some of them made in their lives. And they're here sent by God to encourage others and just to tell the secrets of the enemy. So he doesn't want them to have the faith to live. He doesn't want them to have the want to live. And so, but thank God, God, before my very eyes, has given my mother a miracle. Amen. She's 95, was at the point of death, but I saw God turn it around. And he can do the same thing for you there in Africa, in Asia, in Brazil, everywhere. He can do the same thing for you. God bless all of you this morning. I do want to pray a prayer this morning for everybody. And then we're going to do what we normally do, commence the line with praise. Speak to the Lord and then commence the line with praise. Just want to tell all of you that you have a reason to praise God this morning. If you woke up this morning with so many people during the night, sirens were sounding everywhere all over the world, and here you are alive and well, you ought to give God praise. Don't take the Lord for granted. Let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, oh, all I can think of is that song right now. Father, I stretch my hands to thee. No other help I know. If you withdraw your power or strength from me, whither shall I go? God, we need you. You're all we have. You're all we have. God, you're all we have. All we have. And God, we come to you. You're all we have. You are only God. Check the record. All our lives, we've always had you. We've always worshipped you. Well, God, you all we have. That's why we come to you, praising you, because you've been there through the storm and the rain. We don't commit spiritual adultery. No, trying to go over here and see what this God is like, or go in there and see what that God is like, moving around trying to check out this and that. No, no, no. We know that you are our only true and living God. God, we appreciate you, and we thank you for what you've done. You're all we have, all we need, and we just thank you for what you've done. Look on this prayer line today, God. Oh, 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 God. Look on the prayer line. Stretch out your mighty hand. Oh, God, let your anointing fall on this line. Destroy every yoke that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. Lift, oh God, every heavy burden. Lighten every heavy load. God, give credence to us, more faith to believe you for exceeding abundantly above all we can even ask or think. Bless in the city, bless here, Lord, on this line. People who've come, don't let them leave the same way they've come. I pray that you let the anointed destroy the yoke in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy everywhere he comes to distract your people. He comes to discourage your people. He comes to try to hold back and to push down and suppress. But God, you've come to push up and take forward and take people up, 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 up. And I want to thank you for it in advance. Forgive all sin, every sin of omission, things that people should have done that they didn't do. Every sin of commission, the things they did that they should have done, shouldn't have done. Father, look on them. I rebuke the enemy. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against him. And no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. And every tongue that shall try to rise against your people in judgment, you will condemn and bring about blessings rather than curses. God, I pray that you bind every witch, every warlock who comes against your people. God, give victory in the midst of every situation. Victory, victory in Jesus Christ. Now, thank you. Thank you for everything. Bless and heal every sickness, every disease, every affliction. Heal, Lord, and bring forth miracles. And miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Thank you for doing many already. We witness and we just praise you for them. Glory, glory, glory to your name. We give you the honor. We give you the glory. And we give you all the praise. And we ask these and other blessings properly in the name of Jesus, according to John 14:13. If you ask anything in my name, Jesus said, I will do it that the Father may be glorified. I'm asking this in your name, Jesus, that the Father may be glorified. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen. God bless all of you coming from here, there, and all over the world. Can we have our station identification and then we move on? We're going to do our praise after this and get ready to praise him. If he's been good to you and made a way out of no way, get ready to praise the Lord. And
okay. Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. We give glory and honor to the Lord Jesus Christ today. Praise his magnificent name, and we do honor his presence on here. We do honor him, man. Hallelujah. Our chief international ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson, and we do honor him, man. And Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of the Line. We do honor him, man. Ambassador and on right, Mother Adelaide Johnson, mother to the nation. I'm telling you, we just thank God for how he has healed her body. We give God all the praise. We give God praise for all of the bishops, to my bishop, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen, to all of the ambassadors, ambassadors-elect, to, oh, my Lord, all of the leaders, every listener, and from whatever country you're from, we are thanking God for you. And this is Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen, and we are here today. We are broadcasting live from nparadio.com on the World Wide Web, and we can be reached simply by calling into the live studio, 7934-0207. And as you know, the Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest and most influential radio talk show, you name it, and in the world. And we give God the praise for this opportunity to be able to broadcast live. And you can just call us, 347-934-0207. We're being heard literally all over the world, more than 90 million listeners. Can you imagine? Argentina, Australia, Brazil, Belgium, China, Italy, France, Germany, the Virgin Isles, Vietnam, Japan, India, Pakistan, Malaysia, Portugal, Sweden, oh, my Lord, Africa, and the list goes on and on. And we give God the praise. We thank God for the excellent work that our chief ambassador is doing in getting this message around the world. May God forever bless you, chief. Continue to do what you do, and may God forever bless you. Back to you, sir.
And I want to thank you for the privilege of speaking yesterday on the noonday prayer. And we had such a great, great, great job. I want to thank you for sharing that message around the world. What is the name of that noonday? Say a word about that.
Yes. We were so blessed, family. We were so blessed having our chief international ambassador visit with us on the Lifeline. The Lifeline, as you know, is a subsidiary of the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise. And I'll tell you, and it is a subsidiary that reaches all around the world as well, and he came and blessed us, had a word from God, called me, I'm telling you, on the spur of the moment, glory be to God, there was a call for help, and I'm telling you, he came and rescued so many, and we give God the praise, restore. I'm telling you, so many people were restored, and that message is, will continue to re-air throughout this day. God bless you. Thank you so much, Jesus. Back to you.
God be glory. And I'm deliberately waiting today to present praise because I want you all to know that there are people all around the world. You are the leaders of praise to millions of people. Some of you who your praise is not up to where you really wanted to be, think about what he's done for you. It will come up. And so people in Africa and India and Asia, all over Brazil, all over in Russia, all over in China, are being led by many of you on this line who praise the Lord. So you want to bring forth the high praise because God is using you. People listening from all over the world, and you set forth the platform of what level many people want to give God praise on. See, people follow leaders, and if you've got a high praise, they'll give God a high praise. If you sit there and say, well, I'm going to wait and see what people do, no, then you create that same type of atmosphere. But the atmosphere is a charged atmosphere of praise on this prayer line. Last night on the block line, it was so incredible. I don't know if any of y'all were on the block line, but the anointing fell on there like I can't even describe. People praise God. We were supposed to stop at 9:30. At 9:55, they were still praising God. It was just, oh, my God. Somebody had to be on there to witness what I'm talking about. God moved in such a way. And this morning, let's lead people all over the world. And I say that humbly, not boastfully. But I understand, I'd be foolish not to know that people all over the world are listening to how we praise God on this line. And if God has done anything for you, when I say praise check, let God have what he deserves, and that is a praise, a shown up praise from him. In the name of Jesus, has it been good? Did he bring you out? Oh, he brought you out, and you're alive this morning to give him praise. The Bible says he created you to praise him. So why don't you give him praise? Praise check. Let's praise the Lord this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. We thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for opening doors. Thank you for making every heaven burn. We love you, Lord. We praise you. We appreciate you. We go away with you. Oh, God, we love you. Thank you. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you. God bless all of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's wonderful. Because see, people many times look to you all to see how God is doing this thing, and many times they listen to be encouraged by you. Some people don't have church like you have a church. No. You have to look into the spiritual realm and see that you're encouraging people all over the world. So don't fail to praise the Lord when you get an opportunity, because he's been so good to you. You can't afford not to open your mouth and praise him. I just want for a few minutes, I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning. I want to talk about the anointing. If anybody has the anointing, I know many of you do, but I'm just setting this up. Any of you who have the anointing, you ought to be able to tell them what the anointing will do for you. You ought to be able to tell them if the anointing is advantageous, if it's a blessing to you. You got to tell them what it will do if you have the anointing in your life. Amen. Whatever you have, you ought to be able to talk about it at least a little bit. And I want to talk about the anointing this morning. Is the anointing worth having? And I know the answer to that. And if you've got it, you know the answer to that. But some people who are listening to you don't have the anointing, and they need the anointing. So they need to be encouraged by you. This is a valid question, and I'm doing this on purpose. What about the anointing? Is it worth having? What will it do for you? Those who have experienced having the anointing, the Lord Jesus Christ, on your life, ought to be able to talk about it at least a little bit. You ought to be able to say a word about having the anointing on your life, what it would do for you. Is it worth having? Just talk about it a little bit. I'm going to open up the lines to you so you can encourage people. Some people never receive the anointing on their life. They need it. And you're the one that God is depending on to try to encourage them to seek the anointing on their lives. All right? The line is open to you. Talk about the anointing. Who wants to be first? The anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Good morning, Chief Ambassador. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Ambassador Fife here. Bless you and bless everyone on the prayer line this morning. Just want to greet them with the anointing. Praise God. Thank God for this morning wisdom seminar. This is where we find our wisdom. Jump in there so you can get your wisdom. Amen. The Bible says, and you can look in Luke, where Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel. Praise God. So it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that heals. It's the anointing that brings peace. It's the anointing, hallelujah, that causes pain to leave. And you know, sometimes you're in pain and you're just wondering, oh, and moaning and groaning, and the pain is so severe. But sometimes when that anointing come in, it destroys that pain, the thought of pain. It destroys the yoke. It destroys the root of the cause of the pain. And I'm just thanking God for his anointing this morning, knowing, glory, ha, na, ha, that he, na, ha, glory, na, na, na. That his anointing, hallelujah, fell upon me one day and changed everything about my life, my walk, my talk, hallelujah. Change me, Jesus, hallelujah. Change my heart. It's the anointing, nothing but the anointing, praise God. And when you pray, you have to pray under the anointing to destroy the yokes of the enemy, to bind them. In the name of Jesus. And I just thank God for this topic in this wisdom seminar, teaching about the anointing. Praise God. David said, thou anointest my head with oil. That's why his cup ran over. His head was anointed. And I just thank God. God bless you for this topic.
God bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. God bless you. The line is open to you. Anyone else want to talk about the anointing? Oh, thank
praise
you, God.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I thank God for the anointing. Oh, hallelujah. If it wasn't for the anointing, I wouldn't even be here today. I would still be walking in sin. But thank God he brought me out of the darkness into the marvelous light. I just thank God for the anointing. It makes you talk right, makes you love right. It makes you love your enemies. It makes you love those that misuse you. And you can just keep on loving them anyhow. And I just thank God for the anointing. Hallelujah. It was just the anointing that woke me up out of my sleep this morning. I thank it and I praise it. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. Oh, hallelujah. He's so good. He's so good. He keeps your mind thinking right. You don't thank people. I just thank God for the anointing. And the anointing is, oh, it's so good to have.
Let me just, and thank you, Mother Johnson. Let me just answer a few questions because I see some people in different countries in my heart and mind in the spirit realm through the anointing. And they're wondering, well, what are you talking about? When you talk about the anointing? Well, I'm simply talking about that level of the presence of the Holy Spirit on your life. Amen. The Holy Spirit. How do you get it? Well, you seek the Lord. You want to be close to the Lord. First of all, you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
And give your heart to Jesus. You can't really have the anointing without having Jesus in your life. And that represents the level of, if you really want a heavy anointing, in other words, you want the heaviness of the Spirit of God on your life, you have to spend time with it. Learn how to turn your plate down. Learn how to do things where you spend time and symbolize to the Lord that he's more important than anything else. He's more important than your homies. He's more important than your food. He's more important than materialistic things. In order to get the anointing on your life, you have to show the Lord that he is number one in your life. And the more you get closer to him, the more the anointing will fall on your life. It's the presence of the Lord. It's the presence of the Holy Ghost on your life. That's why Mother Johnson was talking about it helps you to walk right. It helps you to move right. It helps you to live right. The anointing of your life destroys the yokes, the things that come to destroy you. There are all kinds of distractions that the enemy tries to bring. He tries to discourage the people who are anointed. He always tries to put them down because he was sent on an assignment trying to destroy the people of God. But the anointing destroys the yoke of the enemy trying to destroy what God has put forth. And so you want the Spirit of the Lord upon your life and the presence of the Lord. You want the anointing. How you get it? Spend time with the Lord. And more anointing will fall, more Spirit, more of the Holy Ghost, more of God's presence, more of the presence of Jesus will fall on your life. All right, the line is open to you. Anybody else want to talk about the anointing? The anointing.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to my chief ambassador, Dr. Johnson, and to all of the saints on the line this morning. Do you hear me, chief?
I do.
Amen. I praise the Lord this morning. My God, you stirred me up right now. Amen. It's hard to talk about the anointing without the anointing falling. Praise the Lord, the scripture that Ambassador Pfeiffer gave on about the anointed, amen, praise the Lord, is definitely good for us, amen. The anointed, amen, it only comes from God, amen. You cannot do anything in the spirit without the anointed of God. You ought to want it, amen. I pray for it every day, amen, that the anointed of God will fall on whatever I'm doing, amen, for the Lord, especially in the service of the Lord, especially when you're doing the work of the Lord, when you're praying, when you're ministering, amen, when you're laying hands, or when you're even just talking to someone and they need a helping hand, they need to hear a word from the Lord, amen. I thank God that the anointing only comes from God, amen, and you have to want it, amen, and you need the anointing, amen, in order for God to do the work that is need to be done. And I thank God for the anointed. I tell you, praise the Lord, I've been in so many different services where the anointing just fell. And this past, amen, praise the Lord, this past Sunday, amen, the anointing failed in a mighty way, and it flowed over into our first fruit and on the prayer line. And that's all you hear is the anointing, and you're not listening to people, you're listening to God's anointed vessel. So I just thank God for the anointed, and like you say, Chief Ambassador, you have to spend time with the Lord. You got to want it, amen, and it will come on you, amen, praise the Lord, and it will break yokes. It will heal the sick. It will raise the dead. It will keep us going on. It will bring forth miracles in 2015 like never before. Actually, when I was looking it up, it talked
talked about the anointing brings miracles down. So I thank God for those that are listening in foreign lands. Amen. You could have the same anointing because it's one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. By listening to us on this First Fruit prayer line, amen, you could just reach up and ask God to give it to you. Amen. With a clean heart now, being saved and set aside. And this is Holy Week. What an awesome subject of a wisdom seminar to talk about the anointed of God. So God bless you, my chief, and I turn it back over to you. Amen. I feel something coming
so
on
much.
Right now. Amen. Praise
I know what you're talking about. I want to thank you so much. That was Ambassador Stern from North Chicago. And I want to thank you so much. You know, I was thinking while you were talking about the anointing, about what the Lord did here. I was invited to be a special guest for the National Baptist Convention when it came to Kansas City. And some people who don't know me, I play the saxophone. Or I try to play the saxophone. But God can take anything and use it. If he used a rooster to crow on Peter, he can use a saxophone. And he can use a man to blow a saxophone. And I was a special guest for the National Baptist Convention there. And, oh, my God, thousands of people were there at the convention center in Kansas City. And I began to blow Amazing Grace. And I never forget it. I was out of time. And I was trying to get off stage. And many times the enemy sometimes doesn't want the anointing to move. But the power of God was so strong in the place. I started going Amazing Grace. And the Holy Ghost took over. I said, Lord, what do I do? He said, step back and let me have it. And when I stepped back and stopped blowing Amazing Grace, people were shouting all in the balcony, shouting all downstairs. The anointing took over that place. They took me off stage. My people took me off stage, and I went behind the stage, downstairs on the bottom floor, and still the Holy Ghost said, play it one more time. And I blew. It was grace that brought me. Safe this for. I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to tell you what happened in the place. I start knowing it was grace that brought me safe this for. And the anointing fell all. There was a curtain there. People were shouting all by the curtain, shouting all in the audience. And I was shouting backstage. People got to shouting backstage behind the curtain. Why? Because the anointing fell in that place so heavily. Oh, you can't deny it was the move of God on the people everywhere, all over the auditorium. Preachers were shouting. Children were shouting. Women were shouting. Men were crying. Men were jumping up and down because the anointing destroyed every yoke. Oh, my God, I'm telling you, if you really want the anointing to move in your life, get out of the way and say, Lord, what do I do? He'll tell you, take your seat, and the anointing will take over, and you never see what God can do until the anointing takes takes over the auditorium, takes over the place. If you let him have his way, one of the things I want to emphasize that many times it's not what you can do. Like many times when I get to blowing my horn, I hold back what I can do. Oh, I can play all these riffs and runs, but I hold that back. Why? Because people get to looking at you to see what you can do. But if you give the Holy Ghost the anointing room to move, he will take the service. If you get out of the way and let him have it, he will do it every time. God bless you. I take maybe one or two more who want to talk about the anointing. The line is open to you. Anybody else? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Wisdom seminar. Anybody else want to talk? The line is open to you.
Glory. Ambassador, why they waiting on the anointing? It's already here. Praise the Lord. I can identify with the hallelujah on this past Sunday when the Lord was, and I know what you're saying. It's not you. Just move out of the way and let God do what he got to do through you, because you never want the people to see you. You want them to see God. Amen. Anointed had fallen on me. Amen. And I was in a nice little pretty outfit, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, just run right back there to your office quickly and put on your priestly garments, because all of us have that are ministers have garments that are dedicated to the Lord when we put them on. And I slipped on that robe real quickly and looked like my shoes were was bothering me, and the Lord said, take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. And when I put those priestly garments on and my feet, I was on bare feet. Oh, my God. It was just like the Spirit of the Lord lifted me up in a way that I had never experienced before. That's why I told you yesterday, that was the first time I felt like I really was an ambassador. Amen. Praise the Lord that he had given me the permission and a charge forth. Hallelujah. To give me, say, you got a charge. I've given you the permission to go forth. And I tell you, the people were still yet yesterday, they were still talking about it, still calling, still praising God on the phone. My God, that's what I'm talking about. And God is looking for that even right now. And I'm not just talking about me, but for every believer. It is for those that believe and have, amen, salvation. It is for you to have it. You can't do nothing without the anointing of God. God bless you is my prayer.
Oh, my God, and those who are listening in foreign lands, and you want the anointing, you're giving your heart to Jesus, you're saved, seek ye the Spirit of God even more, and I'm telling you, there's a level that he can take you to, and the anointing will fall on you. People all around in your country, you can have a massive healing right where you are there in Africa. The anointing will fall on masses, and masses can be healed if you just yield yourself to the Lord. He's waiting for you. In the name of Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. Is there one more? Go ahead.
I just want to encourage the people of God on the line listening, because if you jump in there and you start witnessing about the anointing, about the goodness of God, some of the prayer requests that you have that you want to, you are waiting to put on the prayer request list, those needs will be met even before you put on the prayer request. And this is how you receive your healing, through the anointing. It's not just through the prayers. Many of you don't know certain ones that are praying for you, but it's your faith, and it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. It's the anointing that will bring your healing. It's the anointing that will heal the brokenhearted. It's the anointing that will deliver you. It's the anointing that will set you free. It's the anointing. Hallelujah. Will bind the enemies of your life. If you jump in there and testify, witness, just give a praise, that praise report of his anointing, it will bring your deliverance. And when the time comes for the prayer request, you won't have one. I guarantee you, the anointing will destroy the enemy every time, anywhere. Hallelujah. I've tried him and I know he works. Praise God. The anointing come into your life. Let the anointing take over. Let the overflow kick in this morning and heal your body. God bless you. Praise God.
God bless you. I'm going to piggyback off of that. In fact, why don't we open the line for somebody who God has touched and somebody's blessed you. You've been through a trauma situation and the enemy said it was over for you. But the anointing stepped in and said, it's not over till I say it's over, representing God himself. The Holy Spirit stepped in and moved on you and turned it around. I'm going to open up the door right this morning and give an opportunity. If we want to have two or three praise reports right now. If you got a praise report of what the anointing did and destroyed the yoke in your life, you had cancer, you had diabetes, whatever you had, but the anointing destroyed it for you, you ought to tell the praise report. Oh, my God, somebody is listening who needs to be healed. The line is open to you. Anybody got a praise report of what God did through the anointing for you in your life? The line is open.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. This is Mother Wilson, Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes,
I am so grateful this morning how the Lord is really moving. As you were saying, the anointing breaks the yoke, and yokes need to be broken. And only way that it be broken, like you said, is the anointing of God coming in and breaking that yoke. And I thank him for what he has done for me, not just today, yesterday, and all the days, because I have been so close to accident, and I have said, Jesus, and he would break it. And I thank God how he's moving by his spirit. And I said to myself this morning, Lord, I don't want to just keep complaining about pray for me for my healing, pray for this. And I remember one time I was sitting in church and I was hurting so bad, and the testimony service was going on. I was holding my baby, and the Lord said to the sister, get her baby. I know he must have spoken to her, and she said, get up and get in service. I got up and began to rejoice, and I haven't had that pain since. Yeah. And God is good, and I thank him for that. There's so many things that God has done, and I know we that given our praises and report and all, I know we can't tell it all, but God has been good to me. Like Dr. Pfeiffer said, one Sunday God told me to wear some low-heel shoes, so if I need to pull them off, pull them off. And he sent a minister and his family to the church, and they said, I'm coming for you. And when they got there, I tell you, God, let me pull them shoes off, and I just began to rejoice. God is so good, and we just be obedient to him. And I'm asking him for more anointing, so the pain or whatever it is that bothers me, I won't have to say anything about it, but tell God about it. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. The anointing can destroy all that pain and take it away from you. In the spirit realm now, I'm just seeing all in Africa. I'm a visionary. I can see people all in India and all that. There's a praise that broke out in Africa. They would listen to us, and they begin to praise God there in Africa. I can see them. They're jumping up and down, giving God praise. And the anointing is breaking out all in that area where they are. I see it. They just praising God. They got their hands up, shouting praises unto God. It's a different time there at 6 o'clock here in the morning, but it's at nighttime there in Africa, and they're praising God like never before. Jumping up and down, I see them. Oh, my God, and praising God. And that childlike faith is causing a massive healing across the land there. I see it. It's the anointing destroying the yoke all around you. Rob it. In the spirit realm. Put it in your heart. Put it in your mind. Let the anointing, the spirit of God, is so thick there. It looks like you can just almost. I'm trying to tell you that the anointing is all around you. Let the anointing destroy the yoke in your village, in your home, wherever you are. Let the anointing come in upon you. The presence of God as never before, and you'll never be the same again. Somebody else. I tell
Glory
somebody
God.
Else.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. This is Ambassador Stitt. Glory to God, and I've enjoyed everything I've heard. Glory, I am experiencing the latter-day rain. Hallelujah. That's what the anointing will leave in a room. The latter-day rain will just fall upon you. And I thank God for the wind, as the Bible says. It's the wind of the Holy Ghost, the Ruach wind that blows all over the world, even in Africa. When everything is standing still, there's a wind that will blow through the room called the anointing, will destroy every yoke. Glory to God. It cursed the assignment of the enemy. I thank God for the wind of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That it's blowing right now. But when you think of the word smear, you think of the word anointing. It's another word that's called Creole, means to smear up on you, to rub up on you with oil that's fresh oil. When I think of the anointing, I think about this word. It's called, we know we anoint with oil, and when you go back and research frankincense, myrrh, and oil, that's what they anointed baby Jesus with. But if you take one of those oil, those fragrance, the Bible tells me in research that oil comes from a shrubbery plant that's not commonly good to look at. But when you put it on the ground, somebody, that's you. They said when you crush that shrub, that plant, there's a fragrance that oozes out of it called the anointing that permeates the room. And I want you to tell you, we have the Holy Ghost in the inside of us, so different from the Old Testament when it fell. But we have it in us, and every time you get crushed like a plant, every time you get talked about, there's anointing that will come out of you. Every time you go through something in your body, it'll crush a prayer life out of you. That when you walk in the room, the anointing will walk down the aisles with you. And every time you open up your mouth, there's an anointing that'll rest in the atmosphere. you're going through. But he said, they that wait upon the Lord, all you have to do is wait. While you're waiting, the anointing will be in the room. If you just lift up your hands and tell him, thank you, thank you, thank you. There's an anointing that will rest in the room. There's a takeover by the Holy Ghost. And no weapons that fall against you, I got it in my belly this morning, glory, 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 shall prosper, because the anointing would destroy every yoke. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Amen. The anointing, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you. God bless you. Oh,
glory, 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 glory. And somebody in Africa ought to be able to say, Lord, whatever you do, crush me right now, that I might have the anointing spirit on me. Spirit until that cancer drops off of me. Spirit until that diabetes drops off of me. Spirit until I live like I want, like for Jesus forevermore. Spirit until I feel the presence of God on me. Spirit until I want to walk right, Spirit, until I want to talk right, smear the anointing all over me. Lord, don't see my sin, but smear the anointing all over me that I might be presentable before you. All over in India, the anointing is falling right now upon you. All over in Germany, the anointing is falling on you. All over in France, the anointing is in your room. All over in Poland, the anointing is falling in your room. In China, the anointing is falling in your room. Just lift your hand right now and say, Lord, fall on me. Lord, I need your presence. Lord, I need you in my heart. Lord, I need you in my soul. Lord, take over my mind. My soul say yes. My soul say yes. My heart say yes. My spirit say yes. Yes, Lord. And I want to thank you for what you're doing for me. Thank you for the anointing that's falling right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the move of God. As I get up from here and laying hands on Mother Johnson, thank you for the anointing. Thank you for the anointing.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Destroy every yoke. 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 Thank you. Thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you. And I thank you, Jesus. And I thank you for the anointing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you,
glory, glory. Glory, glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank
you. I hear the anointing singing. It's all right now. 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 Somebody been going through trouble, but the anointing destroyed the yoke. And it's all right now. Somebody been going through heartache, but the anointing destroyed the yoke. And it's all right now. Oh, it's all right now. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Glory. 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 Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your anointing. Oh. Thank you for your anointing. God bless you. Glory. I wish somebody who really felt the anointing would have the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. The anointing got better than nothing, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, glory. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I see y'all help yourself.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see y'all in the Virgin Islands. I see y'all praising God. Thank you, Jesus. You're looking at them. You're looking at them. You're looking at them. You're looking in heaven. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Glory. Yeah. My soul say yes. 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 I hear this word. Heal, Lord. Heal, Lord. The anointing is healing. Heal, Lord. I'm there, you lift your hands right now. The anointing is falling. Heal, Lord. Somebody can't understand this. You got to get the anointing and in the anointing to understand this. Heal, Lord. Has God been good to you? Did you feel the anointing falling? Help me say this. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those who have problems, let me tell you, you can praise your way, get the anointing, and that problem will drop off of you. I'm telling you, it will drop off of you. Get on the anointing. Get in the anointing. Let the anointing fall on you. Tell the Lord yes as you lift your hands and tell him yes. Yes. Mother Johnson wants to say something.
Thank you. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson from Kansas City. I praise on the Lord for Jesus and for his cleansing in my soul right now. I thank God for you and thank God for you and you and you and you all over the land. I praise and honor the Lord. I'm asking the Lord to bless me real good. Bless you, here, there, and everywhere. In the name of Jesus. God's got it, we can have it. I praise him and magnify him. Lord, he done took me out of here. He haven't taken me out now, so I'm seeking now, Lord, what you want me to do. Whatever you want me to do, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to do what you want me to do. Not what I want to do, because I don't know what to do. But the Lord knows all about us. He knows our hearts and he knows our desires. So I'm saying pray for Mother Johnson. And God gets the glory of it. Because he's with me. I want him to be with me all the way. All the way from heaven down. I just thank God. You keep me in your prayers. And I'll keep you in mind. God bless each of you. There and everywhere. Keep me in your prayers. God bless you.
Yeah, see, that's a miracle sign of the anointing right there. When have y'all ever, in the last months, heard Mother Johnson's voice that strong, ever?
Yeah,
the proof is in the pudding, right
there.
The anointing suddenly. She would have been out of here, she said. But the Lord has something else for her to do. It's the anointing that destroys the yoke, the power of God that destroys the yoke. Somebody, just for a few moments, can we give him some praise for what he's done?
Yes.
Open your mouth and help me praise him. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you. Just get in the anointing. He's healing you right now. Just get in the anointing. He's healing you right now. Whatever your problem is, get in this anointing. He's solving your problem right now. No matter what you've been going through, you had a prayer request. It's going to be gone if you get the anointing right now. Dr. Feister said it, and it's true. Just get in this anointing, and you won't have that prayer request this morning. God will solve prayer requests right here. First, worldwide prayer and praise conference line. The anointing is dropping. Yes, dropping. And it's for you. He's involved right now. He's in the midst of this. Why? Because he comes to be a part of praise party. We got a praise party on this line. Give him some praise. Give him some honor. Give him some glory. And Jesus is here. Praise the Lord. God bless all of you. Man, I don't say. Yes, don't.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
To have you listen to us today. We've enjoyed the broadcast. For those of you who would like to send suggestions or observations, remarks or comments, no doubt of how we can improve on this program, please go to your email. And we can be reached simply by sending an email to nparadio.com on Blog Talk Radio. And that email address that we can be received on today is hourof@aol.com. hourof@aol.com. H for Harry, O for one, U for unity, R for Richard, O for one, F for AOL.com. God bless. We look forward to hearing from you. And don't forget, we look forward to seeing all of you again tomorrow at the same time as we bring to you the special featured live program of the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention with the Chief International Ambassador. God bless. We look to see you tomorrow.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Happy.
Thank you.
I'm happy for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
He had to stay there.
Yes, he did.
Was broken off his mother.
Thank you, Lord.
Now she coming back on the line saying, I don't know why God is keeping me here, but I know, God, whatever you want me to do. You talking about a miracle. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God. She knows now. She back in the right mind.
Yes, Lord.
She yielded her spirit back unto God. And she found out I can't fight with God. I can't box with him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm an ambassador. And I would have done the same thing. I would have stayed right there with my mama until the yoke was broken. But she said, I'm ready to leave down in my heart. She wouldn't have heard me, but I'm saying you're going to live. Yes, you are. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I felt the burden on you. Hallelujah. But now, Mom said, I'm getting that anointing fell on her this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I don't ever want to be left out when the anointing is falling. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I run out of the bathroom and say, I got to get in service. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor, for letting the Lord use you on that today. Because it's hard to talk about the anointing without the anointing falling down. And God needed it today. Amen. If it wasn't God say I need it. This was my time today to see just how much you really love and appreciate me. This was his time. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We give them, see, when we give them prayer requests, that's our time, what we want from God. Hallelujah. That's what we want from God. But God say, my time to be, it's time for you to, hallelujah, it's time for you to give me my praise. Hey, glory to
you.
Jesus, glory to God. I can imagine what's going to happen at the conference, at the convention, if all of us there and could just, sometimes sit on the side of the bed in the morning and sit on my little hat side. But I had to get up. The Holy Ghost got me up, and I don't walk all of my house. I done anointed everything. Hallelujah. Don't do nothing with it. Thank you, Jesus. God say, get up from there and walk over your house. Hallelujah. Go in that kitchen. Go in that living room. Hey, glory to God. Anoint it afresh again. Hallelujah. God.
Devil
in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Put him on the run.
Yes. Can happen in a setting like this, saints. I'm telling you, anything can happen. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus. I'm long-winded, and I don't mind it because I'm going to give God what's due unto him, but I thank him. I thank him.
Thank you, Lord.
The line is open to you if you want to say something. Oh, my God. Thank you.
And good morning. Thanks all over the land.
Glory to God.
Ambassador-elect Mary Lacey.
Thank you. Thank
you. This week, ever since Saturday, I've been sick again.
Thank
After
you,
Bishop
Jesus.
Got sick and he went in the hospital, I got a little sicker.
Thank
Bishop
you. Thank
is
you,
great
Lord.
This morning. He's doing great. Sister Ruth and him, Pastor Ruth Foster passed away, which is Sister Brenda's mother. And I tell you, things have just been going on and going on and going on. I got to be so fast I couldn't go to church Sunday. I was just a mess. But I tell you, God, hallelujah. God delivered me this morning. He delivered me. He delivered me this morning. Hallelujah. The doctor said he had done all he could do for my heart, and I just didn't know what to do. I couldn't breathe. God delivered me this morning. The anointing will break the yoke. Anointing will break the yoke. So I'm asking your prayers for Bishop Bonner. He's doing great. But he's been in the hospital ever since Sunday. Sister Ruthie Gray and them, Sister Brenda and them lost their mother. Sister Foster, I tell you, God has just done it all for me this morning. I was a little late getting on the line because I have been so sick this week. But God delivered me. God delivered me. Hallelujah. God delivered me this morning. And I'm so glad. Hallelujah. And I heard when he broke that chain. He broke them chains on Mother Johnson this morning. Oh, God bless each of you. God bless you. Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I was listening at when he broke the chain in Mother's room. He broke that chain. Hallelujah. He broke the chain off Ambassador Johnson's life. Officer Spaghetti, off of all of them. Oh, God. I felt the pressure, and I just began to pray, but the enemy decided he wanted to stop by here. But I tell you, he's out of here. He's out of here. He went out through the windows. He went out through the doors, went out through the cracks this morning.
Thank you.
God, I thank God. I feel much better. I was sick to death. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, thank you. Let's take it out this morning by praising the Lord. Just praise him. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Somebody got to praise. on the line, whatever you want to do.
Yes,
just
Lord.
Let the praise go forth.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Thank you for the Holy Week.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Passion Week. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Ambassador Hagen, if you're there, I heard the Lord say that he wants you to praise him. Take it out for us. Amen. If you're there.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise
thank
him.
You.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Lord, you're great. Lord, you're wonderful. Lord, you're awesome. Lord, there's nobody like you. Lord, you're terrific. Lord, you're marvelous. Lord, you're wonderful. Lord, you're so good. You're so good, Lord. We thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your greatness. Thank you, oh God. You're so awesome. Oh God, you're so incredible. There's no one like you. Oh God, you're worthy, 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 worthy of all glory, worthy of all honor. Oh God, you owe all power, sign, all dominion, all kingdoms, everything belong to you. The earth is yours. The earth is yours. We thank you, Lord. The earth is yours and everything in it. We give you praise, God. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nobody like you, Lord. Can nobody do what you do. Oh, our healer. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. We bless your name, Lord. Oh, we thank you. 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 Yeah. Rose thank of Cherry. Lord, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For every ambassador. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for our chief ambassador. Thank you. Oh, God, for the wife. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Argentina. Thank you for Australia. Thank you for Georgia. Thank you for Germany. Thank you for Hungary. Thank you for Indonesia. Thank you. Thank you for Ireland. Thank you for Brazil. Thank you for Southeast China. Thank you, God, for more than 600 million listeners in that venue. Thank you. 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 Hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for extending, oh God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh God, 2 hours. 30 minutes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for thank you for thank you for Italy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for the Dominican Republic. Thank you for Nigeria. Thank you for Norway. Thank you for Pakistan. Thank you for Panama. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every city in the United States. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for every island in the United States. Thank you for every province. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We bless your name, O God. Thank you for favor, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for favor, God. Oh, God, how kind of thing you've been extended today. Oh, God, the listeners are listening. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for South Africa.
Thank you,
Jesus. For South Korea. Thank you for Spain. Thank you for Sweden. Thank you for Switzerland. Thank you for Taiwan.
No, no, no.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Vietnam. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Japan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Israel. Thank you for Juan Jordan.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Jackie, oh God, and Amon Jordan, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all the ones that are dispatched, Lord, as representatives in all of these countries, our sisters and our brothers. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give you praise, hallelujah. King of kings, Lord of lords, oh God, oh our everlasting King, our everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting, you're God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, we bless your name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for Romania. Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, for Canada, thank you, thank you, thank you, for China, thank you, thank you, thank you, for Brazil, thank you, for Italy, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, for Indonesia. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God, for healing Mother Johnson. Oh, we thank you, God.
Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for every ambassador and what you're doing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Ambassador Stern. Thank you for Ambassador Hodges. Thank you for Ambassador Steph. Thank you. Oh, God, we give you praise right now for Ambassador, all the ambassadors elect, God, and best Ambassador. Oh, thank you. Ambassador Dr. Mary Lacey. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for Ambassador elect, Benita Frost. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for Ambassador Pfeiffer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Name tonight, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise. We bless your name, Almighty God. There's nobody like you. Can't nobody do what you do. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God, for Ambassador Bishop Hagen. We give you praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. We give you praise. Oh, we praise you in advance even for, oh, God. Yes. For the convention 2015. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you for the prophetess, Lord. Thank you, thank you. Prophetess Baker, oh God, and prophetess, oh God, yes, those that work together, team. Prophetess Vanessa, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give you praise. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Thank you, oh God, for Brother Lawson. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh God, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise, we give you praise. Thank you, oh God, for all evangelists, Tanya, everybody, Lord. The few names, Lord, that you brought to mind. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for, oh, God, Sister Jennifer and Sister Sheila. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Mother Bread, Mother Digby. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Sister Linda Barkay in Utah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, Mother Bread. Oh, God, Dr. Digg. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We bless your name, God. You're awesome. You're glorious. There's nobody like you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody
is.
Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for Missionary Hendricks. Thank you for Pastor Williams. Thank you for all of those that are reaching out, all of the foot soldiers, everyone, God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take us further. We thank you for this huge army, God. We thank you for this great world. Thank you for all of us. We thank you for all those that are hiding behind the scene, oh God, all of those that are ready to work, oh God, all the marketers, oh God, all of those that are ready, oh God, to accomplish great things. We thank you, Father, for the Grammy nomination, oh God, of our Chief Ambassador. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We bless your name right now. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nobody like you. We give you praise. We bless you. Oh, hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Back to you, Chief.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Father, as we close this morning, we just love you and thank you for everything. Keep the praise in the hearts of the people throughout the day, and let the anointing continue to fall throughout the day.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do not let it fall, though, until people who are in their homes begin to cry out unto you, pray to you, and give you glory. Let it fall, so until miracles fall through the day. Financial miracles, too. Anybody who needs a financial miracle, let it fall.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
destroy every yoke.
Thank you,
everything that the warlocks, everything that the witches are trying to do, destroy it, God. Destroy it. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen. Don't let it happen.
Yes,
let the anointing destroy it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Destroy the plans of the enemy.
Yes,
destroy the plans of the witches.
Yes,
destroy the plans of the warlocks.
God,
destroy it in Jesus' name. And bless your people everywhere.
Yes,
amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the city, bless their home, bless their families, bless their bank account, bless them with great health, and bless them with great strength. In the name of Jesus we pray. Thank God. Amen, amen. Y'all have a wonderful day. God bless you.
God bless you. Wonderful one as well. God
bless you.
God bless everyone.
God bless you too. God bless you too.